Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is called Highly Recommended. It is full of all of the music that I recommend highly here at WMFO. Tonight's show is going to be all local artists, mostly small artists, from Perth, Australia. And I did some looking on maps, and it turns out that if you dug a hole through the center of the earth from Boston, and you'd end up in the middle of the ocean, but the closest city would be Perth. So they're about as, if you go any further, you start coming back again. But really cool music, really cool people, and if you stick around in the 8 p.m. hour, I will be interviewing Coco Elise, which is a band from Perth. And so we're going to start things off today with a song by Coco Elise, and then we're going to get right into other Perth artists. Here we go. Sorry about that. I totally jinxed it. It was the here we go. I know that that's exactly what did it. One moment, please. But yeah, let's see. Other announcements for my show. We've got some big things coming up. Next week, I have Lessa and the Moors coming on for an interview. The week after that, I have Trey Sheehan coming in for an acoustic set during my show Highly Recommended, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And oh, I have new websites and media. Instagram at Mellow Max Radio, because that's so much easier to remember. Mellow Max Radio, that's me. Also, mellowmaxradio.com is also me. Bam. Coming up, Coco Elise. Sun May Shine.
Yeah. whispers around it. You're an enigma to me, but watching. You've got 10 girls on your doorstep, lips dripping at your feet. I wonder, do you look through me? Invisible to your naked eye. I
Wasn't that a beautiful song? That was just Anna Schneider with Crush. And coming up, Jack Davies and the Bushchooks.
paint a silhouette. My most beautiful regret, I swear. I felt your love in another life. That's why nothing else could suffice. Safe to say, I guess I got tangled up in your roots, forced to watch your every
Wow. That was just Motel Marys with Karma. And I don't know about any of you guys listening, but they remind me, or at least like those vocals, those harmonies, and just the music in general reminds me a lot of a local Boston band by the name of Little Fuss, who I had the pleasure of having in the studio with me last month, I guess it was, a bit over a month ago. And oh, another fantastic band. If you liked that, I couldn't find any other songs out by the Motel Marys, but there are plenty of songs out by Little Fuss, and they are fantastic and local if you are here in Boston. All of the music that I've been playing is from Perth. Oh, and that song before Motel Mary's was Jack Davies and the Bush Chooks with Everybody's Looking. And coming up next is a track that was sent to me this morning. I guess it would have been last night for them. It is a debut track off of a debut artist by the name of Thomas McGregor. And it is a spin-off of another band by the name of Turtle Bay, which I definitely listened to while I was doing my research. There's a lot of influences from, you know, the Birds, Flying Burrito Brothers, listen out for all that. Really cool song. The one that we're going to listen to is Consternation. Thanks for sending it in to me, Thomas. Really great track, and looking forward to seeing what happens next in 2024. And, oh, I also want to talk to you guys about some local bands, like local to hear here. But I can save that for later. I went to a bunch of really cool concerts over the weekend and last week, and there's a bunch of good things coming up. But first, let's stick with the theme. Let's stick with Perth. Coming up next, Thomas McGregor with Consternation. And this, actually, not only is it brand new, but it's unreleased. So you're hearing it first here, folks. Here's Consternation.
Each time we undressed it and assembled to hide inside this house has been collecting things. Love's quiet now, love's biting down, love's quiet, it's out of town. Love's quiet now, love's biting down. Love's chorus on the top. And if you gotta let it all out. And if you gotta push it,
I only just got here. If you act like I only just got home. That's my fault too. And I think that we've gone over every single excuse, or just reconvincing it's me and not you. Pat my head and rub my belly at the same time. Watch as I walk across the wire. I think I'm
The Gremlins are not on my side tonight, but that last song was Finn Alexander and the Forever Party, Love's Quiet, a brand new song from Perth, Australia, and then a couple other brand new songs right before that. Before that was Pond with Neon River. You might have heard of Pond. They had a bunch of big hits. I actually saw them here in Boston a while ago. It was an okay show. I don't know, the lead singer came out with like blood on his face because it was a couple weeks after Halloween, I guess, and they had fake blood, and it totally threw me off for the rest of the concert. Very unpleasant to look at. You can look it up on YouTube, there's a video of it. It's very realistic fake blood. Was not a fan. Great music though. Before that was another brand new, I think that this song came out like a week ago, Yomi's Ship with Watch Out for the Water. And behind me right now is King Ibis with I'm Not Your Mum. Which is a song that I played last week. I don't know how it ended up in this week's playlist too. Maybe it's because it's really catchy. I think that's it. I couldn't get it out of my head and figured it needed to be played again. Alright, so stick around until 8 p.m. for my interview with Coco Elise, where I will be a little bit more awake and alert, and it'll be really fun. And yeah, so let's talk about music events. I went to several DIY shows over the weekend, which was a great time. Shout out to Goodway Studios for doing the sound at both of the events that I went to. They do a great job, and they're great guys. And yeah, fun bands. I can't say the name of one of the events that I went to, not because it's they're underground, but they're okay with publicity. I just can't say it on air. But it was really fun. yeah, good show, good people, very fun time. And let's see, what else have we got coming up for this show? Coming up next, I'm going to play a song which is a collaboration between two different Perth artists, one of whom is a personal favorite of mine who I've also seen live. You know, I really like Australian musicians, but I didn't know just how many of the musicians I liked were from Perth. And I'm really excited to chat with Josh from Coco Elise about what the music scene's like in Perth and what, like, yeah, I have a bunch of, yeah, like what's the stereotype about the music scene there? Anyway, we'll find that all out next hour, so stick around. Coming up next is going to be a collaboration between Methyl Ethyl and Stella Donnelly, and yeah, then we've got a handful more songs to bridge us over to the interview starting at 8. Here is Proof.
conversation starting out run within. The words you choose to get you further are gross. I'm pecking at your feet, pecking at your feet.
dead horses are still sent to the races. Sorry about the stammer, I've lost my language. Do you mind if I have yours? Nail me to the cross.
That was just The Drowners with Biting Nails. And here's a PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now I am on the phone with Josh from Coco Elise. Before I put him on, let's listen to one of the first singles that they released, and then let's hear from him. Here's Animate by Coco Elise to start us off.